From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting the Pope's historic visit to the United States. Pope Francis is in his final day of his visit to the U.S. Meeting with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia today, he called for continued vigilance against any priests' sexual abuse of youth and superiors' efforts to conceal grave misdeeds. Later today, the Pope will celebrate a Mass where as many as 2 million people are expected to attend. For the Pope's activities on Saturday, we go to VOA's Rob Rafel.
Pope Francis rode by motorcade to the downtown Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, where he celebrated Mass for some 1,600 people. In his homily, Francis said the future of the Catholic Church relies heavily on a more active role for lay Catholics, especially women.
Y tú, es significativo que estas palabras del anciano Papa.
What about you?
Fueran dirigidas a una mujer laica.
It is significant that those words of the elderly Pope were also addressed to a laywoman. We know that the future of the Church in a rapidly changing society will call, and even now calls, for a much more active engagement on the part of the laity.
The pontiff ended his day with another trip in his Popemobile en route to the evening's major event, the Festival of Families. Robert Rafel, VOA News.
France says it has launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on targets that identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. No details were released on the location of the attacks, but Prime Minister Manuel Valls said Paris was acting in self-defense, hitting Islamic State sanctuaries where those who attack France are trained. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1,000 more migrants, many from Syria and Iraq, streamed into Croatia Saturday. The influx, described by authorities as unprecedented, came a day after Croatia lifted its border blockade with Serbia, ending a week-long standoff that had severely strained relations between the two Balkan countries. Slovenia's Prime Minister, Miro Cerar, told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity and solidarity, but also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Officials expect the number of migrants arriving in Europe this year to reach at least 800,000. An emergency European Union summit was recently convened to address the largest movement of humanity on the continent since the end of World War II. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan today said hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack against key security outposts in a remote border region. The hostilities come after months of reports that the extremist outfit is gaining influence in Afghanistan. If confirmed, this would be the first major offensive IS has undertaken against Afghan national forces. The fighting is raging in the mountainous Achin district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca that killed 769 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said today in a statement on his website, the Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families. This issue will not be forgotten, and the nations will pursue it seriously. The Islamic world has a lot of questions. The yearly event ended without further incident on Saturday. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed today in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a religious site revered by both Muslims and Jews. There is no indication anyone was seriously hurt. Violence at the site has escalated recently because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Under the current strictures on the site, Jews can visit but not pray there. And U.S. President Barack Obama arrives at the United Nations today for several days of meetings, speeches, and summits. Among them, he will chair two high-level sessions, one on U.N. peacekeeping, the other on countering terrorism. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.